B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Let's go is right. It is time for Bring the Heat, a Monday edition. Sixers got a win on Saturday. The Phils lost 3 out of 4. So what is laying in wait for us, Anthony, on the Bring the Heat line? Only one way to find out. Let's go right to it.
Yo, Sixers better be ready for the Brooklyn Brawler himself, Jared Dudley, tomorrow night. Jared Dudley looks like a guy who takes his rec league way too seriously. And he acted like it the other night, too. He's built like a middle school gym teacher that's ready to pounce on all of his 12- and 13-year-old students every period of every day. he looks like the guy from the movie Dodgeball.
He does.
He looks like he's got a dad body.
That's a good doppelganger.
He's got the dad body.
No, the dodgeball dude.
Yeah.
Also, Crazy Eyes Killer from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And some Popeye Jones.
A little Popeye in there, huh?
Google Popeye Jones.
It's the facial
Google
structure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Google image him.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Elmer Fudd as well.
Yeah.
He's got some Fudd.
What's next?
This game is freaking awesome. It's just after the fight, and I think that the Brooklyn Nets have a problem. They've woken a sleeping giant. Let's go to that!
Yeah!
Well.
They did, too.
I think
they played.
They got energy off it.
They got major energy. They got major. If you look, it's funny about how into it they were. Awoken. That's where he said they awoke the beast, and they did.
Yeah, and he's going to be a huge part of this thing going forward. I just hope that he can stay on the floor. Seven-game series I'm hoping for against Toronto, and we're going to need Embiid every step of the way.
Oh, totally.
Hey, nice win Saturday on the hardwood. Brett's been better. But if I may nitpick, wasn't happy with sloppy play late in game. JJ made a big shot, but wasn't still on it. So may I suggest late in game, have Ennis come in on D possession?
Nah, listen. I don't know how you can... I don't know how you figure that, you know?
Well, he started out, that caller lost me right away because he started, Brett's been better. Not Brett's been good.
Right.
Brett's been better. No, Brett's been good. I don't agree that he's been better. I think he's been good. And because he's been good, he's been significantly better.
Yes.
I think he undersold it.
I get what he's saying about Redick. Like, if he's not hitting his threes, he is a defensive liability. But if you don't have him on the court, he doesn't hit that big shot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and
James Ennis isn't
going to
make that.
No, he's a streaky shooter.
No, I got no problem. Listen, I love the way he handled the end of that game. Remember, without Butler, it's a different animal.
Hey, Jared Dudley, you piece of I bet you Ben ain't average to you no more because he put that butt in the stand. And I don't think you should get on the bus. You should come up lame and don't come back to Philadelphia because now you're the most hated man in the NBA coming through Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, you know. But listen.
It's Jared Dudley.
He did his job.
Yeah.
Like, I hate him at all. Like, we all hate him. But that's what he's supposed to do. He traded himself for Jimmy Butler. And he's a chippy bastard. You know, that's what he is, an irritant.
He's Kenny Linsman.
Wow, he gave you a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's not that offensively talented. He's not going to give you a tremendous amount of threat.
First of all, did you hear him after the game?
He's proud of himself.
Did you hear him?
Yep.
Do you have it? Because he talked about, he's asked a question, would you do anything differently?
Oh, I heard this, yeah.
After the game, would you handle the situation differently? And he said what you expect him to say. However, he added to it.
Yeah, he went a little further. And this is where you start to risk injury, in my opinion, when you go as far as he went. Don't worry about it, Andrew. He basically said, I wish I would have hit him harder.
Yeah, and he kind of was a weak-ass push.
Yeah.
Well, Tyrone, a weak-ass push.
You're going to push, I mean, go at it, but I don't want people pushing him beat in the back, if you know what I'm saying.
That's two now. You had Marcus Smart do it.
Yep.
Now Dudley.
Yeah, I don't like seeing it. And Bledsoe threw the ball. This guy.
Listen.
He is an irritant, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of him.
I love that he puts his arms up like, what do I do?
I mean, it's kind of cool that everybody, people can't handle.
Yeah.
They can't handle.
But the problem is that he packs it up with 31 and 15.
What's the point? And they can't handle him. They can't handle the trash talking.
Well, Jimmy.
Like,
even,
they're weak. Like, seriously. You know, Embiid is strong, man. He comes at you. You got to be able to handle it.
Well, Butler even talked about his trolling ability in the post-game press conference.
I mean, it's legendary.
He's the ultimate. And the weird thing about most times trolls are total D-bags and idiots. Problem, and they have no skill set at all. Problem is that he gives you 31 and 15, and he's a great player.
Well, the beauty is that
he's
an old-school Philadelphia ball breaker.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame ball breaker.
And that's this part of this town. You know, this town's ball breaking central.
And I love what he does, too. He comes in, and he looks for, like, he's like going into prison. He looks for the biggest, meanest, toughest guy and goes up and punches him in the face.
That's Ben.
Like the silent assassin? That's evil Ben.
Ben's always looking to throw down. He's all tough.
I want to see, I like evil Ben. We need, like, a good... one of those GIFs or memes or whatever with Ben with some horns and the devil tail and a pitchfork.
So they're finally going to stop playing Kate Smith at the Squires game. It's about time. That song was considered good luck back in 1975. And you know what hasn't happened since 1975? A Stanley Cup.
Well, if you were did a little of your homework, you'd realize that they didn't play that song even one time this past season. So... you're kind of off on that. They never played it this year anyway. The organization's moved forward in a lot of ways. It's not the same old ownership. A lot of the same people aren't there anymore. Going back to Kate Smith, even before this controversy, wasn't happening. So if they got into the playoffs, would it happen? I don't know. I have no idea what their feeling was. All I know is my feeling on it was I was tired of it. And then in light of everything that happened, that's a whole other conversation.
Everyone knows who the F McNabb is, okay? But the fanatic and you people placate this guy. And you're the okay?
Next.
Jason Anthony, hope all's well. I noticed Saturday's Sixers game, but who's there? That jerk in the orange Marlins jersey and visor who sits like three rows behind the benches in the NBA playoffs, three rows behind the backstop at the baseball playoffs. Could we just get a crew out there to give this guy an absolute beatdown?
He was a toss of a beatdown.
I'm trying to remember. Who's he talking about?
The Marlins man. The guy that wears the orange Marlins jersey all the time. I admire him.
Why?
I mean, maybe he's a bit of a J.O. for wearing that orange Marlins jersey, but he's going to all these big events. He's got the money. Go for it.
Where did you see him last?
He was at the Sixers-Nets game.
Wow, I didn't even realize. He was
He was about two rows behind the Sixers bench.
Sitting there with the bright Marlins jersey.
Yeah. I didn't even notice it.
Now, he's a J.O. for doing that because he wants people to recognize him and see that he's there. But listen, man, I admire the guy. He's got the money. He's going to sporting events. Good for him.
Why a stupid Marlins jersey, though?
No.
He's a Marlins fan.
Yeah, no, he's not. Nobody's a Marlins fan.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's from that area.
We did the game for NBC Philly.
You watched that. I thought you did a great job.
Thanks,
I actually was enjoying that.
Thank you, Tyrone.
So you're like analyzing the action from a bettor's perspective, if you will.
Correct.
Throughout the broadcast.
But I like to to me, it's like a dream thing because I get to actually...
You're the czar to Telestrator.
I get to be... Right. Because I go beyond just... I try to go through... I go to the basketball.
Well, it was great. There was one point, like, right before halftime.
About Boban getting him out of the game, being too slow.
Yeah, and, like, I could even hear you sort of hit the table. It wasn't, like, a loud table smack, but it was like, man, it's sloppy play. Like, I could sense your anger. It was great.
He drives you nuts.
Well, listen, he's so slow. It's a sin, man. He's, you know, again, I like the Boban as a dude. He can't play. He can't play.
It's not as a basketball
player. He can't play too many minutes. 10 years ago, he'd been fine. But
game's too fast.
He's too slow.
Yeah.
Guys just go right around him.
Yeah. He can't move his feet. He just can't.
No, I know. I mean, he's got those big, heavy, like Herman Munster feet. Got to move like anvils attached to them.
Yeah, like he's got a cinder block attached to his foot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, listen, I like him. I mean, he's got a nice touch offensively. That's a shame of it.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, this game, it's hard sometimes, man. And then early on, he was killing them.
And even bigger guys in the league now can move. Everybody can move.
Look at Ben.
That's the evolution of the, yeah, I mean, 6'10", 6'11", and he moves like a point guard.
Now, the other thing,
is Muggsy Bogues.
The other thing is that I did want to see Bolden, and then Bolden was horrible.
Yeah, then you're like, get him out.
Bolden was terrible. I mean, he just was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Committing fouls. He didn't know what to do.
Well, that's a part of it.
You know, and that's therein lies. That's Brett, right? Brett said he didn't trust him. He gave him a shot. And I give him credit. He gave him a shot because, you know, Joe was fatigued, trying to, you know, steal minutes from that position. And he just was overwhelmed.
As soon as Brett recognized, though, he got him out of there.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay with not seeing Bolden another minute the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, though. And this is where Embiid's got to be healthy going forward for this team to really go on a run. And do you have what's your level of faith that he's going to stay healthy? I mean, he's game-time decision pretty much every night.
Yeah, but, you know.
He was a game-time decision for practice today. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what you got to live with.
You just got to hope you get... Listen, before this thing ends, and he's got to, when this thing, you know, this offseason does commence for the Sixers, he really needs to get on a real program.
Nutrition.
And
the whole thing.
And take care of himself.
Mm-hmm. This is weird, but he's got to do what Okafor did from a dietary standpoint.
Well, just take care of himself, you know.
Yeah. I
mean, just figure it out.
Yeah, he's got to be a better friend to himself.
Just because of the knee, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And because you know, if you have an arthritic condition or if it's just whatever, carrying extra weight is the last thing you want.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's eating 4 milkshakes, 4 sandwiches, and 3 things of fries at Chick-fil-A. Like, dude, you got to cut that out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your career we're talking about.
Yeah. And the people that say, well, he's 7'2". What do you expect?
It's still.
I know he's going to eat more than me.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
But come on. Yeah. I mean, 4 milkshakes? Like, let's pare that down to a guy that's our size. If we're playing in the NBA finals, you probably shouldn't have Chick-fil-A and the milkshake. Like, you should maybe be eating a little healthier, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell them not to eat, you know, Chick-fil-A's, but just...
Yeah. Have 2 sandwiches.
No, but this was every flight.
Shaman's saying like,
every flight he had to pick up Joe's special order.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just saying, he's a big dude. I mean, you know, I could eat.
No 4 milkshakes to 1? Or even 2.
How about a glass of water mixed in with lemon? I'll go 1 milkshake, 3 waters.
All right.
A little lemon in there to give you flavor. A little citrus. Citrus never hurt.
He's got world-class training. I get it. Good for him. Yeah. He can keep the weight off.
You a big fan of the lemon in the water?
I love lemons. You know I do.
Oh, yeah.
He does the frozen lemon.
Yeah, he eats lemons.
Yeah, I eat the lemon. I hate lemon in the water.
I hate it.
Why?
It's like drinking a glass of Pledge. Reminds me of a cleaning product.
Nice cold water.
The old lady does it. I take a sip of her water like in the car. And it's got the lemon in there. I'm like,
I don't mind the lemon with the water. The cucumber, though, can't do it.
No, I love the cucumber.
I can't do the cucumber in the water.
I love cucumber, too. I just don't like it in the water.
I like it's clean.
It is clean. And cucumber melon candle is a nice smell.
It is a nice smell.
Yeah.
Should get some of those for the studio.
Oof. Jeez. 610-632-0975. All right, that was Bring the Heat. Hit the line tonight, 610-771-9751. It's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Real quick question for you.
Yes.
I just ate had for lunch today.
Yeah.
Went downstairs and I got cream of mushroom soup. I hate mushrooms. And I got the soup. I said, more broth than mushrooms.
Why do you, why did you, if you hate mushrooms.
What? I like the soup, but I don't eat the actual mushroom.
Because of the texture.
I just, I don't eat mushrooms on anything.
Because of the texture.
Well, like the taste. I don't like the taste of like a portobello or whatever. I'd like the soup taste, but yeah, the texture does skeeve me.
Right, that's the texture.
Very fishy looking.
Like, right, if you like the, if you like the soup, you like the taste.
Yeah, but I don't even like a pea, but I love split pea soup. It's one of my favorites.
Well, you like the taste.
But it's, what's with the pea? Why am I, why do I have an aversion to the pea?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I mean, might be texture.
Is that weird,
again.
Though?
Yes.
Like, I like cream of mushroom soup, but I don't actually eat the mushrooms. I like split pea soup, but I don't like peas.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
It's like if you liked tomato, like if you might, if you liked tomato sauce, like a gravy type, but you don't like tomato soup.
Well, there's one. I actually don't like tomato soup.
Okay.
But like clam chowder, I can. Like a New England clam chowder?
So you like it with the cream,
Yeah, you know. But I won't eat the actual clam.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not a clam man.
Yes. Yeah, I get it.
I don't eat any, you know, I don't, but I like the taste of the broth.
Yeah, well, you would actually like, see, it tells me that you actually would like it if you tried it.
If it
got
didn't skeeve me? I've tried
past,
it. Well, I've tried, yeah, I've
you got past
tried.
The texture.
Yeah, see, these texture things, they always screw me up.
Yeah.
And I'm up there in New England. With all the, by the way, nobody in Massachusetts uses a freaking turn signal.
Really?
Yeah. I almost fought like 20 people.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How many Red Sox?
I didn't see a lot of Red Sox representation up there when I was up there. I got
no?
There. No, I saw some Celtics and I saw a decent, I saw some Bruins and I saw a little bit of Patriots. I didn't see a lot of the Sox.
Usually it's Sox one.
Well, they got off to a crap start. Everybody's got that stuff in the, buried in the closet.
Yeah,
still.
But usually you see it on the cars.
Nope, didn't see it.
Wow.
I saw more Bruins than I did Red Sox.
Wow.
Of course, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but still, that's
shocking. And so are the Seas. So, and I saw it up there. But, yeah, the one waiter was a big Boston, a big accent and the whole thing. And I go, yeah, I'm up here to put the Maloik on you boys. On all four. The 4-for-4 Maloik was going up. I was up there. I had the double devil horns out like Ronnie James
Dio.
That's
good.
Yeah. I left it behind.
That's good.
We'll see how that takes root. Check in with Boston Gary, see if he knows if it took root.
How was your how was the trip with the kids? That kind
it was
of
good. Car ride home was great. Thank God for the iPad and the hotspot. Tell you that right now. But it was good. We all stayed in one room, like with two queen size beds, and we put Evan in a cot. I almost wheeled him in at all. Dealing with this cold and this snoring. Oh my goodness.
Wow, well, that's it. You know, ugh. Poor kid. You almost said he was going to choke him out. He was going to be a bachelor.
I almost choked him out.
No, but you said he was going to be a bachelor. Well, you got caught.
Oh, there's no way he could get, a woman's going to share a bed with him with the snore.
No. You got caught on the swells, and you almost get a.
Oh yeah, yeah. Almost couldn't get back from Martha's Vineyard. Crazy. It was a good trip though. I never been up there. It was pretty cool to see. And I tell you what, I'm never going in the water up there.
You went up early.
Left at 4:30 in the morning.
No. Early in the year, like in April.
Oh yeah. Because they're on spring break or Easter break.
Yeah, usually that's a summer, like late summer.
Yeah, I'm never going in the summer. No. I saw the shark signs, I'm out. And you got to get the app, the Sharktivity app. They got great whites. I looked at like the heat map of where they were spotted there last year. No, I'm out. Guy was killed there 2 years ago in September. Bitten in half. I'm done. My toe does not go in that water because of the great whites. Seals up there. They eat the seals. You know, where the seals are,
shark
the sharks
in the water.
Are. Yeah.
Jason's in the water, shark in the water.
Shark in the water. 15-footer. 610-632-0975. Tim in Quakertown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. Anthony, you took the words out of my mouth a while ago about the Sixers. I mean, I signed the contract with no hesitation with Ben all day, but, I mean, they woke up after game one, and the big thing that I take away from the last couple of games is when he takes the ball to the hole anymore, he's not yapping at the ref afterwards, like looking for the foul. He's just like, okay, I'm doing my business and I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
And I love it. And I don't know if, you know, enough credit right now is going to Elton Brand because, you know, say what you want about what they bring skill wise, but Ennis and Mike Scott, dude, they're two bad dudes. Like, they're going to play hard basketball. And I think that's rubbing off on Ben and the other guys. And, I mean, they got seven, we'll call them like street ballers who want to play right now. The bench is weak, but I think in the long term, this is the most impressive win that I've seen from them in a while.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a big one.
I agree.
One.
Yeah.
And the way they had to do it.
Yeah, because the bench was killing them. Every time we tried to get a rest for Joe, they just kept digging him a hole. I mean, Frankenstein was – he was brutal. And it was – but, I mean, I was just unbelievably impressed with them all. You know, I mean, I was going nuts just like everybody else was with the DV. And that's – Mike Scott, like I said, the three was – I mean, I jumped up out of my seat. I woke up my seventh-month-old kid. He was freaking out.
It was awesome, man. It was just great and great wherewithal from Joe, man. Just great wherewithal.
Oh, I know. The presence of mind there was amazing. I want to switch gears on you guys right quick, and I want to just talk a little hockey.
All right.
I know it's been a downtime. I just want to say I'm super excited about the Flyers' new coach. I think he's going to be really good for them. Like, I mean, I liked his confidence at the press conference. I mean, he talks about going to the Stanley Cup. You talk about the Flyers the last couple of years, they're just talking about getting in the playoffs. I mean, I think this guy is an upper echelon, you know, I don't want to call him an elite coach, but he's very, very good. And I think they're going to be good next year. And I'm calling out, you know, 4-for-4 fans, especially the Flyers. I know it's a little tough to talk about them right now, but over the next couple of weeks, I want to hear some more Flyers people call in, and I want to hear from them. So,
well, when you get to free agency coming up in July,
yeah,
and the draft,
exactly.
I mean, that's when the – thanks for the call, Tim. That's when they'll have some action. But again, like, changing a coach is great if it's the right coach. You get the right coach, right? But you can't – you still need to change the chemistry of the guys who go on the ice. So you still need to make roster changes. And I believe that that is coming. Maybe even a little more than I thought.
Really?
Initially, and I thought it would be relatively
significant. What are you talking about? What kind of changes?
I think there's going to be a reshaping of the roster.
Of the core?
I think part of it will be the core, because this team has got to play a lot faster. They got to skate a lot more. It's
all right, so tell us real quick, and the way you say about giving a lot of leeway to his defensemen to get it started, that tells you that Ghost is probably safe, right?
Well, I would think that maybe in this system, he may be more valuable to this coach, especially when he sees it, in his years when he's been good, 60 points or 60-plus
right.
points. He goes, let me have a crack at it with this kid before we make that move.
Yeah.
That's what my read on it is. We'll
now,
see.
Mike,
I'm actually talking to him today.
Might Voracek be in there?
No, I think he's a guy that he loves. He's a guy that will flourish in his system because he can skate. Zone entries.
Wow.
I don't think that's the guy.
Wow.
By the way, coming up, McNabb is taken to Twitter.
Oh, really?
To kind of straighten out the confused people
about
his comments.
Yeah.
So we'll deliver those to you
Such
coming
a
up.
Creep.
You can't stand him. I love the disdain.
You know why?
Have.
Because I believe he's filled with malice.
Okay. Well, we'll see if his latest tweets passed the Anthony Gargano sniff test. Stay tuned and find out. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn, because everybody loves a nice lawn, nice green lawn. You don't want to sacrifice safety of our loved ones, and you and your kids, your neighbor's kids. How about your pets? And you got to be conscious of what's going on in your lawn. So this season, make the call to Natural Lawn of America. Why? Well, because they use safer organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep away the weeds. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's right, $100 off. So if you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, make the call to Natural Lawn today and tell them Jason Martita sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE, and get your $100 off now. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it's 1:30. Don't forget, Mike Mizzinelli show coming up, top of the hour. So, Tyrone used this in here. We're just talking about Brett and the idea of what Brett did. Brett has done really good work, man. Mm-hmm. Really good work. I just am really impressed by what I've seen this series. It all began halftime of game two.
He stood on the stump, chewed their ass out, and they came out and responded with a 51-point quarter. And since then, they look like a different basketball team.
It's interesting because look at the end of the game. When Jimmy goes out, he did some great two-man stuff with him and Embiid, mm-hmm. with Embiid and Simmons. And he did it with Harris, Tobias, and Joe mm-hmm. as well. I loved some of the stuff that he's done. I mean, Ty and I were just talking about it. Some of the wrinkles that he's done. Ty walks in here and goes, he's a maybe.
And that's coming from a staunch. He was dug in.
Well, no, I mean, listen, I give him credit. I think he's like us. Like you like him, and you mm-hmm. really want, like Mike, like you want him to succeed.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he does it, he doesn't, and you can't. Have any, you know, you can't be emotional.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, I think he's done a great job. I'm impressed. And he talked about, he changed his rotation.
Mm-hmm.
He's
usage of TJ.
I mean, I just think he's done a really nice job.
Yeah. And
he never gets, listen, we'd be the first one screaming, you know, after game two, I was really upset. And he's done a 180.
Yeah. And look, the real test is going to come against a far greater opponent. It is the Nets, but the way it has looked for the Sixers is what's impressive. Because he has, because it's the Nets, he's dealt with some adversity here.
Yeah.
In this series, and I think that's good. I think that helps them moving forward. Because I think what it did was it brought them together as a unit.
Yes.
It galvanizes the group right now. You don't want that to start to happen at game three of a series against the Raptors. It may be over at that point.
Yes.
You need them to come together going in.
Yep.
And that's what they seem to be doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go to the man, Avalon Bryan, checking in on the Fanatic. What's up, baby?
Listen, guys, I want to chime in on McNabb, but you've hit the nail on the head. It has galvanized this team.
Yep.
That's how you get teams that go deep. They come together, right? Whether it was the fight with basketball's Barnaby there, that clown, or just the criticism of Ben. I mean, they've come together as a team. They've got each other's backs. It's a beautiful thing. That's how teams win.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's a cliche. It's the sum of the parts, yep. greater than any individual. But it's true.
100%. And they've got each other's backs, and they're on all cylinders. And you know what? Brown does deserve the credit. Like you guys mentioned, the plays he's drawing up, the way he's utilizing the players. I don't know. It's beautiful to watch. I'll be there tomorrow night.
You're going down.
All right. That's gonna be awesome, man.
Are you going to ring the bell, AB?
You know what? If they ask me, I'm a hell of a bell ringer, man. I got some size to me. I can swing a hammer, no doubt.
All right. Well, you may be called upon to ring the bell.
I'm in, and I can ring the bell in honor of everybody that wants to rip down five, too. I got to tell you about this rat bastard, okay? You hit it earlier, Anthony. You guys are talking about him. You know what Donovan is? Donovan does not want to be loved in this town. There are certain former players. Look at Freddie Mitchell. He's a creep, but he wants us to love him. T.O. was a creep while he was here, but he wants us to love him. Donovan wants to be right, and he's willing to burn down everything else so that he is correct and that he's right. He doesn't want to be loved by us. Even his half-hearted apology you guys are going to read, there's no apology there. He's a creep.
Yeah, I don't think
he's got not well-intended, A.B.
No, not even a
the man's always got bad intentions.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't think it's about being right because I don't think he's very – I don't think he pays attention to it enough to want to be right. But I think it's about he really doesn't want this town to be happy.
Right, but when I say being right, he wants it to be – you didn't win with me because I was the best,
You don't deserve to win with anybody else. Like, yeah. He's just...
Yes, I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a sickness, and I want him gone. I want that jersey ripped down. I want...
Yeah, he can't control it. Thanks, David. He can't control himself.
Yes.
He's got a miserable disposition when it comes to Philadelphia. Therefore, he doesn't want people here to ever have joy when it comes to the Eagles. Here's what he tweeted, Ant. And he tweeted this about 20 minutes ago. He said, for those of you who misread, didn't understand, were confused, or didn't like my comments, let me clarify it for you. Let me start by saying there's no beef, riff, or ill will towards Carson Wentz or the Eagles. My comments were strictly based off of experience and understanding of how the business of football works. You are consistently evaluated every day, every game, and if you are reliable and or healthy enough to play.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't care what he says.
Well, let me finish. All right. I know at times as players and fans it can be confusing to move on from a beloved player, but due to the business of health and trust, tough decisions are usually made. Maybe people just didn't like it because it's coming from me, or I answered the question from one of the talents on the radio the way you didn't agree with. If that's how you feel, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's the nature of the game. Maybe it's me.
I'm done with him. I don't want to hear him.
Well, he should be in a tremendous psychological survey.
He's a passive aggressive. He's not tremendous. Freud would have him in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Figured out.
That would be fun to see, though. I'd love to hear it.
I have no interest
in it. Split open that brain. Reese in West Philly, fanatic. What's up, Reese?
What's up, family? Calling from down the bottom, West Philly.
Get out!
You hear me? Hey,
hey, Reese.
Point, man.
Reese, real quick.
Real quick, fellas.
Well, let me hit you with this. So the movie I'm writing, you know what the title is called? The Bottom. Mm. Takes place in the bottom.
In theaters, Friday everywhere.
You're gonna love it, Reese.
All right, drop that thing. So, you know, hopefully you're going to support you, good brother.
You'll be at the premiere, anyway, brother.
Hey, that's a good thing. But I just want to make a point about McNabb, man. It was McNabb this whole time, and it was never Terrell Owens.
Yes! That's right.
You hear me?
That's right.
I'm really feeling like it was McNabb. He started this controversy after the fact, like you guys said.
You're right on, man. I agree with you, 100%, 100%.
It was born out of jealousy because of the T.O. song and everything else. he couldn't handle being the quarterback and not getting all the attention.
He's no good, man. I'm with you.
Nah. I mean, he couldn't take the pressure of T.O. coming here one
game. I know.
And they going to the Super Bowl. He's been here for many years, and he didn't get here. Come on, man.
I don't think it was about pressure. It wasn't about pressure, Reese. It was about jealousy because there was a new girl in town, and not everybody had eyes for Donovan anymore. And they said, "Do you see this new girl walking down the street? See her walking down the hall? See her in a locker?" and the old girl goes, "Oh, that's no good."
She got to put some shade on her.
She said that's exactly what she did. She said the new girl's got bad breath.
Donovan got to stop that, good brother. Can't be acting like that, man. Yeah. We already love you, man. We love number five, but
we do
like this. Yeah, we do, man. But stuff like this make us not feeling how we supposed to be feeling. Mm-hmm.
Now you like at this point, like when his career was over, you wanted to go. Okay, let's bygones be bygones.
I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah. The Sixers in the playoffs.
Yeah,
we had Sixers in the playoffs. We have the draft.
Oh,
there's no need to talk about him.
I can't wait for the draft. I can't wait to watch Mel and Todd Mel. I'm not the biggest Todd McShay guy. Are you?
Yeah, I like Todd McShay.
I think he does a nice job, but I'm a Mel guy. I'm the old school Mel, the big pump, the big hairdo.
I like Mel.
Yeah.
I love Mel.
He'll be up there. He's only doing like one or two more years, right? I think he's announced his retirement, if I recall.
Really?
I think he's doing this draft and maybe next year's and then
added. Well, you announced his retirement two drafts ahead?
Yeah, well, it's Mel.
Come on, man.
Only Mel Kiper can do that.
I like Mel.
He's got to have his last year, his like swan song to go out.
Really?
Yeah. Right. The final Mel Kiper mock draft point 68 when he puts that out next year. 610-632-0975. Mikey missed top of the hour. This is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. Now, if you're getting engaged, you got to see my friends Angelo and the rest of the team at Family & Company Jewelers. Now, I got engaged last year, and I give all of the credit to Family & Company Jewelers because when I dropped down and proposed, I know she didn't say yes to the mediocre looks that I got or the awful attempts at humor. She said yes to the beautiful rose gold engagement ring that they helped pick out. Now, I'm sure a lot of guys are like me that don't really know what they're looking for when they go ring shopping. I had no clue, but things couldn't have been easier. I showed them a picture of what she was looking for, and in minutes, they had five different rings in front of me. Once we got down to the ring, they even helped pick out a wedding band to go along with it. Taking that next step in a relationship, it is a stressful time. Don't make it harder for yourself by going to a jeweler who won't give you that attention that you need and, of course, that attention that you deserve. Visit their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and tell them Andrew from The Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
What up? We got no Sixers tonight, man. I like the every other night. I don't like the 3 days. Or the 2 days in between every third day.
Yeah, I do that for the travel, but I mean, you're traveling to Brooklyn. You know? That
right.
was a tenth of my ride to Cape Cod.
You don't.
I drove by there yesterday. Ain't exactly fun drive though.
Nah, well, it's never good going north.
Freaking George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, well, yeah.
105 million cars go over that thing a year.
All right, so Arrieta Mats tonight. The Mets are the favorite in the game, slight favorite.
Well, that's because of what you talked about. Phillies time zone changing, coming from Colorado, no day in between. And going right to take on the Mets. Mets and the Mets, yeah. -112 for the Mets right now. Like the Phils tonight?
I do not. I think it's a tough spot for them.
Mm.
Now, Arrieta's been their best pitcher.
Yeah.
So there's hope, but.
Outright tonight.
He just pitched well against them the other night, too, the other day. Mm. He went the 8 innings. Murray pitched
the
9th.
Here's the problem. The Phillies lit up Mats.
Yep.
And Arrieta shut the Mets down. And you know what happens when you face that teams that close? It usually the opposite transpires.
Yeah, you got the number on the pitcher, too.
And you're flying from Denver.
And they haven't had a day off in almost like 12 days now, I think it is.
Yeah, I just think it's a tough spot.
2-3 game series, so it'd be 11 days.
Just a tough spot, Flightens.
Yeah. It is a tough spot. I like them tonight, though. I think the Phils get it done tonight. I'm going to go big night tonight for Brycey. All right. Paid the man the big bucks. This is when he picks you up.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got you have Harper. Huh.
What's the lineup going to be tonight? By the way, tonight in the booth, do you know this? J-Roll in the booth.
I love that. That's awesome.
With Tom McCarthy and Kruk.
Well, I'm all about Phil's Mets tonight. I'm excited to watch that game.
Yeah. Be very good.
I'm real excited to watch that game.
Let's check in with Chris, one of our jury members in South Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Jay, quick question. Do you drink apple juice but not eat the apple?
No, I do like apple juice, but I do like an apple as well, especially like a honey.
See, I like
apple.
The apple. I do not like the juice, the apple juice.
Really?
I'm going to say the texture thing with Jason.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's definitely a texture thing, yeah. Do you like the orange?
I like the orange and the orange juice.
And the orange, yeah.
The apple juice, the only juice I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like orange juice, you're a communist.
I like the grape, and I don't like the grape juice.
Oh, I love grape juice.
I like the wine.
How about lemonade? You a lemonade guy?
Too sweet. Nobody's eating a lemon.
Yeah, you do eat lemons.
I eat the lemon.
Too
sweet. Yeah. I only drink my lemonade. I make my own.
Which is like watered down boba.
Is there
lemonade.
Vodka in it?
No. Sometimes it's a gin, but you know,
a little gin.
But most of the time, it's
drink gin.
But I'm a gin man. I love gin. God. But most of the time, it's virgin for the kids.
I think I'm gonna take a break. The case is on hold right now to continue next week. I think we'll wait till the next series for some new.
You like the way Brett has performed, Chris?
Yeah. The only new rule I want the new Embiid rule, and the last 4 minutes of the game, he has to start in the block, and that's it. Like, I know you guys talk about it. He stays up high to conserve himself. I'm fine with it. But the last 4 minutes, get down in there, like, really
on
the
block. End of the game, you saw him in the block, right?
I mean, yeah, you know, but he's still, like, 20 feet off the block, and then he has to work so much to get down there.
Yeah.
I just want to see him closer down there. It's easier.
You know what he has to learn? He's got to learn depth. He doesn't set up deep enough. And when he does.
Exactly.
See where he gets the entry pass? He moves up, like he jumps up, and by that time it brings him back out like 12 feet from the basket instead of going deep and getting that position down low.
Now, I'm going to use my juror power to find McNabb guilty of being a sensitive woman. So, you know, I appreciate everything he did on the field, but as far as the way he acts off it, he's just looking for attention, and I think you guys should just ignore
all talk about him. I think you're right. I think we should Fredo him.
Yes.
Banish him.
He should
give
be afraid of
him. Give him the kiss on the cheek and send him fishing.
Yeah, and like, listen. Now, I know we can't, you know, we can't hit him on the boat, but here's what we can do. We can act like when the mother was around and you went, listen, when you come to visit our mother, let me know in advance and we won't be there.
I think we go full banishment.
And he's done. God, I don't want no speaking to him, nothing.
I think we treat him like when the mother was gone, when she left the earth, and we just banish him. You can't drop him on the boat, like you said. But see, persona non grata.
Oh, that's it. He's done.
Yep.
Now, excommunicated from four.
I put up a poll earlier.
Did you?
About Donovan. And the question, if you had the power, would you unretire the number 5? 50-50.
Really?
Yes and no.
Wow.
I still don't believe he deserves his number retired.
By accomplishment.
Uh-huh. I mean, and that's not hate-driven. That's just, you know, he was a...
Really picky when it comes to number retirement.
Yeah, I think you got to be a Hall of Famer to get your number retired, and he was not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You want to go Wall of Fame, all right.
Yeah, but that's not a number retired.
I agree, but that's not a Ring of Honor, Eagles-wise.
Yeah.
But he should not have been retired. His numbers should not have been retired. They were dying for some. They needed numbers retired. Dawkins is the only one whose numbers should be retired.
Yeah. Mikey Miss coming up next to 2. Handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So, all right, we'll be back tomorrow. Top 5 Tuesday tomorrow, and it is game day tomorrow. Bills Mets tonight, but tomorrow is game day once again.
It's not game day. It's I was going to say it's closeout day.
Ah, all right. Handshakes.
Give me some shakes.
There ain't going to be no handshakes at the end of this series. I got news for you.
That's right. The only shakes are going to be Chick-fil-A shakes.
Stay tuned. Chick-fil-A shakes. Mikey Miss up next, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.